It's late afternoon on a street next to the Lariboisière hospital in Paris, just behind the Gare du Nord, a busy train station with a lot of drug-related crime. Every now and then, a man goes through a metal gate and into the shooting gallery. Most don't look fit to speak. Christian is in a sorry state, but has made an effort to come.
The
people who work for the Gaia team can help us, he says. Give us treatment, show us the way to the hospital, help us get into a hostel. It's good. After a while, a young woman in jeans, jacket and trainers with long blonde hair comes out. She gives her nickname as Silo. She's 24 and got into drugs 4 years ago when she fell in love with a junkie.
I came since the first day when it's open.
So tell me, why do you come here?
I have nowhere to go to smoke crack or to inject heroin or skeno. This is pills, 5 euro, and it's an opiacé.
Yeah, a painkiller.
Exactly. I don't have a lot of money, you know. It's difficult for me, so I ask money in tubes.
Okay,
so
you beg.
Exactly, yeah. So I come here because it's safe. They give me for free material to inject.
What, needles?
Yeah, exactly. And all is sterile, it's clean, and it's safe. And I can speak with a doctor to help me to stop, so it's a very good place for me and for the other, I think.
What did you do before you came here then? Where were you going to shoot up?
Before that, all the junkies here shoot in the street, just there.
Just around the corner?
Yeah.
Near the station?
Yeah, it was not very good because it's not clean, not sterile. It can make infection in your arms.
Where do you buy your drugs?
In a train station. Metropolitan station tubes.
Now, this place is only open from 1:30 to 8:30 in the evening.
Yeah.
So what do you do when it's not open?
I go to toilet in a train station. We have no choice because it's in the solid or in the street when it's closed.
Silo is one of around 150 drug addicts that are using the drug consumption room every day. The addicts have to register but don't have to give their real name. They must bring along their own drugs and show them when they arrive.
They will show the product they will use. It's mandatory to do that because no deal, no exchange, no gift. So they cannot say, no, I don't come, I don't have nothing, I will ask someone. No way.
That's Céline de Beaulieu, one of the 20-person team running the drug consumption room, known in the trade as a DCR. She says most addicts are using a cheap opiate called Skenon.
So it's very specific to the Parisian context. Mostly, the drug injected is morphine sulfate, called Skenon. It's a painkiller, I mean, really a strong one, true, because it's morphine. But it's also something related to the person injecting in the public space here. So you have a lot of people who are homeless and with various difficulties, you know, in life for a very long time. So they cannot afford to pay more than between 3 to 5 euros for one pill of Skenon.
She shows me a sparse room with 12 seats. There's also a glass-fronted room with 4 seats where users can smoke, mainly crack. In the middle are trolleys with equipment for addicts to be able to inject in a safe way. Needles, syringes, sterile water, cups and tissues, everything is single use to prevent viruses. Given that more than 10% of drug addicts in France have HIV/AIDS and more than 40% of those are infected with hepatitis C, using dirty needles is one sure way of transmitting viruses. So consuming drugs in a clean environment with sterilised equipment is obviously a good idea. But the shooting gallery isn't just about health. It puts addicts who are often poor, ill and living on the margins of society in touch with both medics and social workers who can help them.
Usually it's people who have no family, no work, no home, nothing, you know? So they have a lot and various complications and difficult situations also that takes time to solve. If they want, we are here. I mean, the door is open for everything, for withdrawal, for having access to, medical services, centres, or other things, you know.
To what extent do you consider that this drug consumption centre is a success?
For me, it was, I mean, even from the very first day, because we had also some users saying that they would never come to the DCR, or that they don't feel comfortable to inject in front of other people, and you have the staff and everything. And for the very first day, those guys, they came, you know. They needed. They were using in the toilet, in the train station, even sometimes in the hospital, I mean, toilets of the hospital, in the parkings, everywhere around, because this is the open scene for pills for many years. So you have this reality. You have this then public problem. So the answer is like the DCR can receive those people, and at least it's more than 12,000 injections that we had from the opening of the DCR. They didn't happen outside, you know.
The Gaia Association says that the Netherlands, where DCRs are common, is now the country with the lowest rate of injection in all of Europe. And yet recent surveys show just over half of the French are opposed to DCRs. In the street here where the drug injection centre is, there are a few big banners up on these blocks of flats. One of them here says, non à la salle de shoot, no to the shooting gallery, and is calling for people to sign a petition. And there's a French flag just next to it on the balcony. Robert, an elderly man dressed in cravat and suit, has just arrived at his front door. His apartment overlooks the drug consumption room. I've lived here for 60 years, he says, and I've only once seen a syringe on the ground. Personally, I'm not complaining. It's the shopkeepers and cafe owners, they're the ones who are really feeling it. The drug addicts pester them. It's more of a problem for them than for me. The owner of a grocery store a bit further down the road is standing on the pavement staring at the addicts in front of the DCR. She's not happy. We're working on how to make our shop safer, she says. The other day there was a fight and I had to close it for 4 hours. If it goes on like this, we'll have to sell up. We know the users, we're used to them. But unfortunately, since the shooting gallery opened, there are more dealers. So now we're living a risky situation too. We've had enough. A couple of weeks ago, a local resident videoed drug users and dealers fighting in front of the DCR and sent it to a website run by anti-drugs campaigner Serge Le Bigot. He'd petitioned against the opening of the shooting gallery and says it's proven to be the fiasco he predicted.
They told us there'd be no more syringes in the neighbourhood, but photos from residents show there are just as many as before. They said there'd be no increase in the number of drug users in the area, but there are even more. That's hardly surprising, because a shooting gallery is like a honeypot. It attracts junkies, and that draws in the dealers. And then they told us there'd be less public nuisance, but it's not true. So basically, situations got worse. There's always been a drug problem here, but now we've got prostitution too. That's new.
But Rémi Ferrault, the local mayor, refutes the accusations. He maintains the DCR is improving a neighbourhood with a long-standing drug problem.
There's a small group of often very cynical opponents who've honed in on the fact that there's been one fight since the gallery opened 5 months ago, but there used to be far more of those kinds of fights before. I've never said the gallery would solve all public nuisance problems, but I can tell you that since the gallery opened, there's been an improvement in terms of public health and tranquility in the area.
For Silo, this centre is a lifeline.
I stopped heroin and opiacé.
And painkillers.
And I continue crack, but I want to stop too. And doctor in this center helped me to stop all this drug. So I think it's a very good place. Maybe it will be better if it's open all the time, 24 hours a day. Yeah. It will be better for us, for junkies, and for people who live here too.
The drug consumption room in Paris, along with the one in Strasbourg, are to run for a trial period of 6 years. The €1.3 million annual budget has already been voted for this year, but no one can be sure what will happen next. Opponents are hoping the possible election of a more right-wing government in the upcoming presidentials will force the DCRs to close. For the Gaia team, the local mayor and the many beneficiaries, that would be a great loss and a serious step backwards. Alison Hurd, RFI, Paris.